FRA. I talked to Cody Smith, and I've talked to other lawmakers as well. And this, you've been in the legislature. This is usually pretty routine. It got bogged down in an abortion issue over in the Senate. I assume you'll have to call a special session by September on that. Am I correct? Because it will expire.
Well, not necessarily.
Oh, not necessarily. Okay.
Not necessarily. I don't think there's any guarantee that we're going to call a special session for FRA.
Okay. Gotcha.
I think there's other actions we'd have to go forward to be able to do that, which would create, you know, things that wouldn't be very fun to do. But the reality of it is that's a very important piece of legislation, and not to get that across the finish line at the end of a regular session is problematic. So we're just going to have to look at that and see which route we go on that. I don't know if there's a guarantee there's going to be a special session on FRA.
Gotcha. So no guarantee on a special session for FRA. Is it something you could come back and try to address next year? How would that? Can you elaborate on that about what?
Yeah. Well, the problem is by not passing that, of course, we'll have to go down the restriction route of that, which I'm sure that's what's going to happen even at the current level before we can get anything done with the FRA. I think, number one, there's no agreement to the FRA. So I'm not for sure if you called a special session tomorrow, what that necessarily means you're going to get it done. And I think it's going to really be up to the House leadership and the Senate leadership and Cody and Dan, the people that are really involved in this, to come to me and tell me they got a plan in place and they're going to get it passed. Short of that, we're not calling a special session.